The $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill, called the CARES Act, sets aside $8 billion in a tribal stabilization fund. Last Friday was the deadline for tribal governments to apply for their piece. But it's not clear exactly who's eligible. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr explains.
Like most officials in Indian Country, Chairman Gerald Gray of the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa has been spending a lot of time on conference calls.
You know, it's a lot of discussion about the funding that hasn't come out that's supposed to be coming down the pipe.
He's talking about the $8 billion from the CARES Act that tribes have yet to see a piece of.
It gets frustrating because it's like, how many more calls do we need to have before something actually gets sent out to the tribes?
Gray also chairs the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council, which represents 11 tribes in our region whose economies are hurting. Casinos are closed. Oil revenue that funds vital social services has taken a nosedive. Gray says federal dollars will make a difference for the 574 federally recognized tribes. But the fine print of the CARES Act says another group is eligible for a piece of that $8 billion pie.
The Alaska Native Corporation should not be getting any of the funding because they're not tribes.
Alaska Native Corporations, or ANCs, are businesses whose shareholders are Indigenous Alaskans, but they could end up with close to half of the money set aside for tribal governments. Every major tribal organization in the lower 48 agrees that ANCs should be excluded. 12 tribes are even suing the Trump administration over the controversy. It's stirred up anger, distrust, and, above all, confusion in Indian Country. Paul Ontagook is not surprised.
Well, people are confused about everything concerning Alaska Natives.
Ontagook is a professor of Alaska Native Studies with the University of Alaska Anchorage, and he's a Inupiat. He says all this is rooted in a history that most Americans aren't familiar with. In the 1960s, tribal nations were taking the feds to court over treaty provisions, things like their hunting and fishing rights, and they were winning. Congress wanted its relationship with natives in the brand new state of Alaska to be different.
And the alternative became creating state chartered private corporations in which all the shareholders would be Alaska Natives.
There would still be tribes in Alaska, but no reservations. Instead, ANCs would manage their land, make money off of it, and provide for Indigenous Alaskans. Without treaties, the federal government would be off the hook. This system is still in place today. Ontagook says one big advantage is how ANCs have banded together to lobby state and federal leaders on behalf of Alaska Natives.
If you don't have a coherent voice, then you don't get a greater voice in how Congress distributes funding. The problem isn't what Alaska Native organizations are doing. The problem is what the tribal governments have not done.
But for leaders like Chairman Gray of the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council, the way ANCs operate is exactly the problem.
The corporations up there have a lot of money. So, of course, they're going to have a lot of influence.
And he says tribes shouldn't have to lobby the government for help that was already promised to them in treaties. Gray also points out that Alaska's 229 federally recognized tribes could be eligible for the funding in addition to corporations that represent them.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, that's double dipping.
But ANC leaders are standing their ground. President Shauna Hegna of Koniag Incorporated says the most efficient way to get aid to Alaska Natives is through ANCs.
Alaska Native corporations are eligible for funding under the CARES Act because we're included in the law. And we're going to use the funding to help our communities prepare and respond to COVID-19.
The deadline for amending the CARES Act has come and gone. What's left is to see how much of the $8 billion ANCs receive. For many Alaska Natives, the big question is whether these for-profit corporations that are used to investing money will do a good job distributing it to local programs and services. For tribal nations, it's whether the aid they receive will be enough to keep them afloat. Meanwhile, Professor Ontagook points out that the $8 billion at the center of this fight is a tiny fraction of the total relief package, less than 0.5%. And many tribal leaders say that wasn't enough to begin with.
You don't fight for the furniture when somebody's burning down your house.
What's clear is that neither of these systems, ANCs in Alaska or treaties and reservations in the lower 48, was designed to help Indigenous people survive a crisis. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.